Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Tuesday announced that instead of passing on the relief of reduced oil prices in international market to the consumers, the government would use the saved money for the reconstruction of the N25 highway and completion of Phase 2 of the Kachi Canal project in Balochistan. The Prime Minister made the announcement while chairing the federal cabinet meeting, where he declared the transformation of the N25, known infamously as the Deadly Road, into a motorway standard highway. He said that the decision reflected the national commitment to Balochistan's development and an end to years of neglect. From a political and social perspective, it's time we addressed the disparity. While motorways run through many parts of the country, Balochistan has waited far too long. We will now change the fate of the N25, from being a highway of tragedy to a highway of prosperity, said the Prime Minister. He underlined that the N25, connecting Karachi to Chaman via Quetta, Kalat, and Hustar, had claimed more than 2,000 lives in recent years due to its poor condition and single-lane structure. Prime Minister Shehbaz announced that the 300 billion rupees reconstruction project would now move forward under federal government supervision, with third-party validation to ensure high standards. We will build this as a top-class road, and I, along with Balochistan Chief Minister Mir Sarfaraz Bukhti, will personally supervise the progress, the Prime Minister stated. The highway was first approved in FY 2022-23, but progress stalled due to funding gaps. The revival of the project is now being supported by a reallocation of resources made possible by falling global petroleum prices. Rather than passing on the full relief to consumers, the government opted to invest in strategic infrastructure, the Prime Minister said. He also told the cabinet members that Phase 2 of the Kachi Canal, a 70 billion rupees irrigation project, would also be completed using the same pool of funds. If completed, this project will irrigate vast area of Balochistan's arid land. It can transform agriculture, improve livelihoods, and address food security. The only condition is hard work, he said. The Prime Minister emphasized the judicious allocation of resources, keeping in view the needs of all federating units. He highlighted the 70 billion rupees solarization of tube wells in Balochistan, a joint initiative of the federal and provincial governments, as a shining example of this collaboration, with the federal government covering 70% of the cost. He added that the Hyderabad-Sukkur M6 motorway and M9 motorway from Sukkur to Karachi would also be built under the federal government's transparent implementation process, extending high-quality roads across underserved areas.